Right now, though, let us go to a further eastern point and go to Israel, where Avi Heiman is the Israeli government spokesman. Avi, a very good morning to you. Welcome to talk.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us. I mean, all eyes really at the moment on various different conversations going on, whether they're going on in Saudi Arabia or the UAE or Cairo. A lot of effort going in, I suppose you might say, to try to find an agreement on the ceasefire. Hamas being urged to accept this one. They've turned down a few. What can you tell us about where we are on that?
So what I can tell you is that we have put a offer on the table, which has been described as by Secretary of State Blinken as extremely generous. It's the most generous offer that we've put on the table till now to try and get back those 133 Israeli hostages, men, women, children, baby, being held against their will, a crime against humanity. We're not holding our breath as far as Hamas's response, sadly. We will do our utmost to keep military pressure up on them, because we know that's what's worked in the past. The carrot and the stick, so to speak. Yes. The ability to push them, while at the same time working every diplomatic channel that we can.
And what about the actual fighting, as it were? Has that kind of still been sort of ratcheted down to some extent? There's been some airstrikes in Rafah. What's going on the front?
Well, fighting continues, actually, in much of Gaza. We've done a fantastic job as far as destroying the vast majority of Hamas. We know that the last four battalions are in Rafah. We need to go after them to destroy Hamas, to break up Hamas, to ensure that they don't have the rule over Gaza anymore, and that they can't perpetrate October 7th again. Sadly, we did lose two soldiers yesterday in the fighting. I'll remind you that we're a reservist army, a citizens army, so these are regular folk that left their jobs and went out to war to defend our nation, because we are under threat of, this is an existential threat. They are trying to destroy us, Iran and all their proxies.
Yes. And of course, you know, the Blinken sort of situation is interesting, isn't it? Because the White House is playing what I would say is a quite complicated role, because Blinken, while continuing to give support to Israel and continuing to give military support to Israel, is making some odd statements, you might say, for somebody who's meant to be a friend of Israel. They came out overnight on the BBC to say that the US had accused Israeli forces of war crimes, effectively, or violating human rights, but in various different situations some time ago. You know, I'm not quite sure what the point of that would be.
So I'm not going to comment on things coming out. I don't know what the Americans meant by that. What I do know is that Rear Admiral retired Rear Admiral John Kirby at the White House himself said categorically that Israel has not crossed the line of international law, has not broken international law in any way to the best of their knowledge. Lord Cameron said something very similar. We are committed to international law. We are committed to going after Hamas, those brutal terrorists that killed 1,200 of our people, raped, beheaded, burned whole families alive. We have to do it, not just for Israel, but for the entire world.
And so in terms of this particular ceasefire arrangement, is there a time limit on when Hamas can accept it by, or at what point does it get withdrawn?
So let me just push back on the word ceasefire. A ceasefire is what a lot of people were shouting for in the streets of London. It's what Hamas definitely wants. Hamas wants to end the war because Hamas wants to stay in power. Hamas, as they've said, wants to perpetrate October 7th again and again and again. What we've got at the table at the moment is a pause in the fighting to ensure that we can get the 133 hostages home. What we've said from day one, actually, from day one, is that if Hamas would just unequivocally surrender, put their hands in the air, wave a white flag, and give back those 133 stolen Israelis, then we would have a deal, because Hamas would be taken down. Our objectives remain the same: to destroy Hamas, to bring home the hostages, and to ensure that Gaza doesn't pose a threat to Israel anymore. That's what we'll do. If it takes a short time at the negotiation table to get the hostages back, we will plow on with our mission to destroy Hamas, because we can't live with that threat on our border.
Avi, thank you very much indeed. Good to talk to you. Avi Heiman there, Israeli government spokesman, pushing ahead with what they call a pause in the fighting to get those hostages back.